America's gay and bisexual community. Check one, check, check. An epidemic. Check one, check. That's good. That's good. You cover the country. I'm going to spend about 6 minutes on Nebraska and a bit on Sideways, because I also do a food and wine show called Tasting Room Radio, which is one of my passions.
Wunderbar.
And then one final thing just off air. Here we go. Thrilled and delighted to talk to you, and thrilled and delighted that you shot Nebraska in black and white. So that the country, the people, had room to breathe and space. I don't know. There's just something different about a black and white film. It just has that effect on me.
Forgive my question. Have you seen the movie?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, very good. Now, I've been getting driven. They've been driving me crazy asking, why black and white? Why black and white? So since you bring it up, I want to ask you, why do you think black and white was appropriate?
I think because of, first of all, Bruce Dern's character. I think of the people. I think of the... time seems to stand still in country like Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Nebraska, those where there's space and there's huge skies. I don't know. It would not have worked for Sideways, but it works for this story.
I agree. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
And you directed. You did this with digital cameras first time?
Yeah, precisely because I wanted it to look like film in today's climate, and given the budget I had, shooting digitally and then making it look as much like film as possible was the way to go.
I don't know if you cast Bruce Dern because it's Bruce Dern or for his hair, because his hair on the poster is just outstanding.
You know, his hair was a big consideration. He was always a fairly handsome guy and an oddball fellow, but a handsome guy, but I find him more beautiful now. You see a lot of age on his face. And by the way, I'll add that black and white photographs older people's wrinkles, the landscape of their faces, more interestingly, I feel, than color. But yeah, how his face looks like, how his hair is, his unsteady gait, he lists to one side, all of that was great for the character.
And I knew this 5 minutes into the film. I just sat back, crossed my legs, sat back and went, I'm going to love this. And I did. And I liked that Will Forte and his character, David, his son, becomes, in a way, he's the narrator, because he agrees to go on this journey, this silly journey that he thinks, with Woody and travel all that distance.
Yes, that's right. He is we in a way.
Yes.
I certainly felt in his shoes in the way of which I've dutifully dealt with my aging and sometimes crazy parents. I inserted myself into his character.
You're a native of Omaha, so it shouldn't come as a surprise that you shot Citizen Ruth there in Election and about Schmidt, but you know this country well. Has it changed much from when you left?
Well, first, let me correct you slightly, and with great respect, I'm from Omaha, and those previous three films were shot in Omaha. This was my first time shooting entirely in rural Nebraska, which I didn't know so well. I've driven through. I feel like I understand the people to a point, but still, I'm from what is perceived as the narcissistic, navel-gazing megalopolis. Yes. On the eastern side of the state.
Right.
I always say New York is, Omaha is to Nebraska what New York City is to the rest of the country. You know, nature replicates itself infinitely in macro and micro ways. With respect to Omaha, though, specifically, and this is kind of separate from the films, Omaha has been blossoming into a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful city. When I was a teenager in the 70s, we couldn't wait to get the hell out of that cow town and go to the coasts. And now it's blossomed into a sort of a mini Portland, if that means something to you.
Yes, of course it does.
And with wonderful restaurants, a lot of culture, there's a lot of money in the city, and those people like to show their largesse by giving to culture. And so now young people are returning from their coastal educations or staying. It's a really wonderful time.
There's a quick wine analogy here. It's a stretch, but I'll try it. The winemakers and growers always say that wine is 90% made in the field. A film, I think you have actually said, is 90% in casting.
Absolutely.
And you cast locals this time.
I cast locals every time. I've had to do that in all six of my features, both because I think hiring locally, that is to say finding non-actors, that lends accuracy, paints the picture very accurately of the region in which I'm shooting. And also it's been a budgetary concern. I've always had very low budgets, so I'm encouraged to hire locally so I don't have to pay airfare, hotel, and per diem.
It's true. Bruce Dern won for Best Actor at Cannes. Do you expect to see him on the Oscar list?
You know, I do. I didn't. One is guarded about such hopes or predictions, of course, but seeing how much people in Hollywood have embraced him, and also around the country now that the film has come out this past weekend, he's better in the movie than I thought he was. I mean, that's what people think. So I think he will be included. I think not so much for his performance in this one, which is grand, but also for his body of work. It's kind of a late life recognition of him.
You had fun. Last question on Nebraska. You had fun, I'm sure, in telling the story. But Woody's determination that he has won $1 million, that he believes he has it, is unfailing, despite all of the people around him saying, no, you haven't, and especially David. I thought that at the beginning that perhaps he was just being foolish, but then all of a sudden he started to make sense to me. What happened there?
You drank the Kool-Aid, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think monomania is appealing, and you can certainly hang the hat of a story on it. I think of those early Chinese films by Zhang Yimou, the story of Zhu Do and Shanghai Triad and Not One Less, and they were all fired by a monomaniacal protagonist who really just, it's a premise at once comic and pathetic, and that's speaking my language.
All right, let me ask you a couple of things about Sideways for Tasting Room Radio. You love your wine, don't you?
Yes, I do. I love your wine, too.
Wow, wonderful. it's a road movie, like Nebraska in its own way. And when Miles talks about Pinot Noir, he talks about the passion of Pinot Noir, and sales rose by like 20%. Was that your voice talking about your favorite wine?
The speech about Pinot Noir that he says alone on that porch with Virginia Madsen, that largely came from the writer of the book,
right.
Rex Pickett.
Right.
I wrote her speech where she talks about why she likes wine. That was I speaking.
Well, then let's go to that, because it was it's the life of wine, how it's a living thing, what was going on there, the people who picked them. The bottle of wine is literally alive. I loved that speech, and it struck me right in the heart.
Yeah. That's a personal speech. And also I put into that character's mouth, he asks her, what's the wine that did it for you, that really turned you on? And she says an 88 Sassicaia, and that's exactly the wine that turned me on to wine.
You made up the wine. Did you choose the wines for the film?
Yes. Ultimately, the final decision was mine, but based on advice I was getting. I mean, shooting in Santa Barbara County, you're surrounded by wine nuts.
And why did that one bottle that he loves so much that he has at the end, Miles has, the 61 Chateau Cheval Blanc, why that bottle?
I don't know. I was born in 1961, so mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a reference there. It was a good year for people. Our president is 1961. My best friends are 1961. And it was, I say, it was a great year in Bordeaux. And I don't know. Cheval Blanc just felt right. Also, curiously, I think it's Merlot and Cabernet Franc.
That's right.
So it was a bit of an antidote, and an unspoken antidote to the famous Merlot joke in the film.
He didn't like Merlot, and he'd said...
Well, he doesn't like Merlot, like how he didn't like Chardonnay when, you know, he was just... He's not making so much fun of the grape as he is of people who know nothing about wine, who when asked, what kind of wine do you want? Oh, I don't know, Merlot. Oh, I don't know, Chardonnay. So for years, it was ABC, anything but Chardonnay.
Right.
And then after Sideways, it was ABM.
What are you drinking now?
What am I drinking now? Well, I like Spanish wines because they sure are rich and yummy and easy on the wallet.
And they're aged in the bottle?
They are indeed. And another wine I like more and more, I'm learning about it, but I am constantly surprised by its perfumey deliciousness enough to pop.
True.
Zowie.
Wow.
So when I've got a little more, when I'm willing to spend, you know, 45 to 85 American on a bottle, I rarely regret it.
So if you don't have that coin in your pocket at that particular moment, is there an American wine that you're drinking?
Not really.
Okay.
Not that I don't. I've been popping some Phelps Insignias that I bought about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Those have been delicious. That's pretty famous.
I thought maybe you were a Zin head.
I have been, but I've recently cooled on Zins and Malbecs as just a little, I needed something a little sharper.
Wow.
Little more pointedly fruity.
All right, I'm going to wrap this up, and then I want to ask you a question. Thank you so much, Alexander Payne, and thank you so much for your body of work and for Nebraska. And I encourage everybody to go and see it. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, let me just shut that for a second. The director, the wonderful director, Alexander Payne, he gave us The Descendants, he gave us Sideways, and is currently on screen with Nebraska. We are talking about the wonderful Paramount film Nebraska with Alexander Payne, the director. We're talking with the director, Alexander Payne, about his film Nebraska. Alexander Payne, the wonderful screenwriter and director, his current film is Nebraska.
We're sorry.
His current film, Alexander Payne, the wonderful director who gave us Sideways, The Descendants. See what we can do here. Let's do this. Alexander Payne, the wonderful director who gave us The Descendants, Sideways. We're speaking with director Alexander Payne, who is a native of Omaha. He gave us Citizen Ruth, Election, About Schmidt, Sideways, the wonderful wine movie Sideways, and now Nebraska. In black and white. There's a movie that you... There's a lot of noise on the screen. The run for the Oscars is in full... The run for the Oscars... I think it's fair to say that the run for the Oscars, the race, has begun. And one of the films you want to keep an eye on is, and go see, is Nebraska, directed by Alexander Payne, who's on the phone from Toronto. This is Tasting Room Radio. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. I'm absolutely thrilled to be introducing Alexander Payne to you, the audience. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. Alexander Payne came. If you're a wine, if welcome to Tasting Room Radio, Terry David Mulligan. If you're a wine fan, and I assume you are because you're listening to this show, you know the name Alexander Payne. He's the man who gave us that incredible film, Sideways, with Paul Giamatti at Thomas Hayden Church, and literally changed the sales of Merlot and Pinot Noir for a number of years. And people still talk about that film in the wine business. I know that for a fact. He's on the phone from Toronto. He has a great new film out called Nebraska, starring Bruce Dern and Will Forte from Saturday Night Live. If you're just joining us, this is Alexander Payne, the wonderful director, screenwriter, Oscar winner, who shot Sideways in the early, who shot Sideways with Paul Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church, and has now given us a great black and white film starring Bruce Dern in an Oscar performance, I'm certain. It's called Nebraska. This is Tasty Room Radio, Terry David Mulligan. We're talking Sideways with director Alexander Payne, who gave us the screenplay. Who was nominated for an Oscar for Sideways in 2004. Alexander Payne, our special guest on Tasting Room Radio.